This podcast is sponsored by BT, because BT means business. BT knows that businesses come in many shapes, sizes, and guises, from the person just starting out at their kitchen table to the biggest employer, which is why no matter what line of work you're in, they've got your back to help you succeed and do what you do best. Whatever your business, BT's got your back. Search BT's got your back.
This is the Times evening briefing on Friday, the 12th of April. Police are investigating claims that Angela Rayner may have broken electoral law over information she gave about her living situation a decade ago. The deputy leader of the Labour Party has faced scrutiny over a council house she previously owned and whether it was her principal residence. Labour leader Sir Keir Starmer has welcomed the investigation and says it will allow a line to be drawn on the issue. And the Shadow Energy Minister, Ed Miliband, is also standing by his colleague.
We are absolutely 100% behind Angela. We are absolutely confident that she has complied with the rules. She welcomes the fact that she can set out the facts, and the police will now do their investigation.
The White House says a reportedly imminent attack by Iran on Israel is a real and viable threat. President Biden said earlier this week that Iran was threatening significant retaliatory action for Israel's strike on its consulate in Damascus on April the 1st. The post office's former managing director has said he did not realise for more than 3 years that he was the head of a prosecuting authority. Alan Cook has told the Horizon IT inquiry that no one in his team had discussed with him how the organisation was bringing prosecutions itself without the involvement of the police, and he said he blamed himself for not picking up on it. Jeremy Paxman says Parkinson's disease makes you wish you hadn't been born. The former University Challenge and Newsnight presenter was diagnosed in 2021 and today has helped deliver a petition to Downing Street calling for 5 key policies to be implemented. Called the Parky Charter, its recommendations include swift access to specialists under the NHS. Rowan Waves is from Parkinson's UK.
Unfortunately, it's not uncommon for us to hear of people waiting months, if not years, for their diagnosis appointment, which is truly shocking. And we're not asking for the world. We're not asking for anything that anyone else with any other condition can't get. Just, you know, that timely appointment following referral by a GP for a diagnosis so that you can then access the treatments.
The Duke and Duchess of Sussex are to be the executive producers of 2 new shows on Netflix. The first is a cooking and lifestyle series, while the other will feature professional polo. The shows will be made by Harry and Meghan's Archwell Productions company. Matt Wilkinson, royal editor at The Sun, says this is a change of direction following that 6-part documentary.
Do we want to watch the Duchess of Sussex gardening and talking about her cookery? Most people tuned in for the Netflix show because they wanted to hear the bombshells. They wanted Harry to talk about his brother. They wanted Meghan to hear Meghan complaining about her, you know, what happened to her in the UK. So I think when we watch these shows, we may be a little bit disappointed if we're looking for that. But look, if you want to watch a long show about Harry presenting, talking about polo, then it'll probably be good. It's on Netflix. It'll look good.
And you can hear more on all these stories throughout the day on Times Radio.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Jane Garvey.
And I'm Fee Glover.
Off Air with Jane and Fee is going live.
We are taking to the stage at the amazing Crucible Theatre in Sheffield on Friday, the 31st of May.
It'll be a night full of surprises. We'll have a special guest, we'll involve you in the audience, and we'll embarrass ourselves. You really won't want to miss it.
Well, the surprise is we don't yet know what's in it, so it genuinely is a night of surprises.
Well, you've surprised me already. It's not just us. Our live show is part of an exciting new podcast festival called Crossroads.
Brass Wires, which is taking place in some really amazing venues across Sheffield from the 31st of May to the 2nd of June.
So other podcasters that you'll be able to see include Katie Price, Catherine Ryan, Romesh Ranganathan and the original Adam Buxton. But there's also a whole host of free fringe events, family shows, surprise acts and after parties that Jane and I haven't yet been invited to.
I'm sure it's only a matter of time. Head to crosswires.live for tickets and more information.